You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, or for our Spanish brethren, numero uno. I should say Hispanic brethren. They're not all Spanish, I guess. Well, I guess they are all Spanish, kind of ish, sort of. I don't know, something.
Spanish speakers?
I'm not really sure. I don't know, something. They say Hispanic. They say Hispanic to be politically correct. I have fucking cotton mouth. Why don't we have water yet? God dang it. Where's our intern? Where's Silent Giggles, goddammit? Her ass needs to be in here and getting us water because my mouth is literally closing up as we speak. My lips are swallowing in on themselves. Thank you. I love you.
Engineer.
Damn it. Thank you. The engineer. I'm going to have to slap my intern now because the engineer, poor dude, had to come in here and bring it. That was nice. Thank you, Ronan. We love you.
That's the man.
Thank you. Holy crap. That's the man. We love that dude. He makes me happy. Speaking of that, I have to email him. Sorry, I had to take a drink, and he's doing something. I don't know what he's doing over here.
I'm trying to turn.
Anyway,
my
this
phone.
Is oh. So anyway, I was about to finish the spiel. We are syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Did I get them all?
Maybe, I don't know.
I space out. I'm really high. Why'd you get me high right before the show? Now I can't think.
Always high before the show.
Okay, whatever. whatever weed that was, it got me really super extra high. Or maybe because it was the first fucking high of the day, and I'm kind of like, duh. Anyway. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. This is... I don't know, but get your fucking ass over here. This is... James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse.
What up, people?
Jesus.
What up, people?
Yeah, that's a little better. Fuck.
Damn it.
I mean, 6 inches, like, you know, like... Okay. I know you know nothing about that. Because you're a black man, but still.
You're stupid.
6 inches or less. I know you don't know anything about that. And I know you don't, because I'm your wife.
You're stupid.
Anyway,
you stupid.
My intern who didn't get me water yet, and she was in the fucking shitter, and the engineer was kind enough to bring us waters. Our intern, Silent Giggles, you've been fucking fired, motherfucker.
You've been trumped.
You were too busy sitting on a toilet and stuff.
You've been trumped. You're fired.
You've been trumped.
And if you ask anybody, would they say that's a good thing or a bad thing? If you just ask random people, even if you ask his supporters, like, you've been trumped. I wonder what they would say. Would they be like, yeah? I'd be like, ugh.
Well, first of all, they're going to be like, does that mean I just got fucked in the ass?
No lube? I'm just saying.
Or are we talking?
Just on the word, which if you just think about who he is, just go up to just. Supporters and non-supporters, you like, you've been trumped.
Yeah.
And what would their reaction be?
I don't know.
They'd be like,
I have.
Or they'd be like, hell no.
Yeah. Oh, so yesterday, did an interview. Do a shout out for Blank TV. What up, Blank TV? Joel Spielman, Mr. Spielman.
What's up
to Blank TV? You can check out my TV show I have now called Jenny's House of Rock. we'll be putting up the first interviews here shortly. Did an interview at the the Rainbow Bar and Grill like a little over a week ago. When we did our show there last Monday on the April 1st, we did an interview with Anto Adabo, lead guitarist for the Italian heavy metal band, and literally from Italy. I don't just mean it like Italian because they, you know, they live in live in New York. I mean, literally a band from Italy who was over here. They're called Reality Gray. They're looking for PR people, record labels. You know, they just got endorsed by Jackson Guitars and EMG Pickups. So that's pretty huge. And shout out to those two companies. And so I did an interview for Blank TV with Reality Gray. So you can check that out. It should be on YouTube under Blank TV here shortly. And then, let's see. Yesterday we did an interview with the punk rock band Doc Rotten.
Yeah. We seen them play last night at the Boulevard.
That was great.
Yeah, they were good.
That was really good. Bands.
I like that first band, though. That was good, too. It was, like, really different.
Yeah.
I mean, just the whole concept of it was a little bit different because, like, the singer was a female, but she had some type of, like, voice box kind of different things. But she was that Screamo or...
What are we talking about?
That group. What was the first group last night at the Boulevard?
Oh.
We was at the Boulevard last night.
I spaced out. I was just thinking about the interview with the band Doc Rotten. I wasn't really thinking about the rest of the show, but yeah.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that band. That was really different. Mm. And the drummer was just rail. And just... That was interesting to me.
They were okay. The drummer was good.
And then, like I said, the singer.
I just wasn't really into it.
And she was just...
They had a
voice box and she changed it up or whatever she was doing.
They played really... they tried really hard. It might be a newer band. I mean, I'm just saying.
Probably.
You know, they might not have been together that long yet, so they just need time to refine, that's all.
Probably, they just...
I'm not saying they were horrible, I'm just saying they weren't really...
I'm just saying they were different. It was...
No, of course they were different.
I mean, you know...
Every band we see is different.
Every ear, you know, everybody's ear is different, you know, but...
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
They was...
I agree.
They were better than the other bands, you know... They, you know, as far as that, I think they were better than other bands, but because they really was kind of on. But you was talking about them.
Okay. What was their names?
I don't know. You're the one that remembers all that. I don't remember.
Oh, damn it. I'm high and you asked me to remember that crap.
I didn't ask you to remember it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Fuck.
Anyway, we went to see, we did an interview.
Oh, Brain Fragment. It came to me.
That's the first band?
It came to me.
Oh, yeah.
I tranced out for a moment. I just went.
Brain Fragment?
My eyes rolled back in my head. Okay. I don't know if you could see that.
If you heard them, you'll kind of
understand.
And then
all of a sudden I went, Brain Fragment? And I don't know where it came from. It just like channeled through me like I was a ghost just popped up into my body and took over and went, Brain Fragment. Yeah. It touched in some piece of my brain. I feel like I was violated.
Dangerously. Dangerously slutty or
what was dangerously it? Sleazy.
Sleazy, yeah,
yes. That was the last band. Band. Anyway,
dangerously
sleazy. Anyway, the interview with Doc Rotten was really awesome. Those guys are really good. They sounded amazing. I really liked them. A lot of energy. The songs were great. I liked the lyrics
to a certain point.
Kind of ish like my buddy Joel from Blank TV was saying how they kind of remind him a little of like the Dropkick Murphys and some of those other bands like that.
Okay.
He was wearing
just to give people
Wes is lead singer, Doug was the bassist, Andy's the guitarist, and AJ's the drummer.
Okay.
And Wes also plays guitar.
Right.
Yeah. So There's two guitarists, but one of them's the lead singer, and then and then the other, they all do like backup vocals with the person who's singing. And I noticed that Andy, the guitarist, the lead guitarist, he was also like doing the main vocals on like a couple songs, like one or two songs or something like that.
Jump the tall guy, right?
Yes, the really tall guy. That's the guitarist. He sounded amazing.
Yeah,
they were really good. It was worth going to the show. Shout out to the Boulevard, Big Mike, who produced the show. He's the one that booked them. They were originally booked at the 5-Star Bar. But I guess something happened and the show was, the venue was double booked. We're not going to talk about that right now. Anyway.
At the 5-Star.
Yeah. So the venue ended up being double booked. And so that show got kicked, or I guess, because they, I know who the other show was, and that was for the birthday for one of their bartenders at the 5-Star. And maybe she had the date first and reminded him, oh, hey, wait a minute, I work here. And I had the date first or whatever. I don't know. But whatever happened, the touring band got Doc Rotten, got booted, as did the other bands and everything that was on that bill. So
they was all supposed to play there?
Yes. So they had to find another venue. And they searched around with all the different venues to see who they could get on with as quick as possible without, like, you know, having to pay tons of money and a bunch of other stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They just had to put it like a deposit or something, probably, or whatever. I don't know how, whatever they, their, whatever the deal they made, you know. But the whole point is, thanks to the Boulevard, they in Boyle Heights, they came through for Doc Rotten and saved the day.
Oh, good.
So thank you to Big Mike for saving the day for our buddies from Doc Rotten so they could play their show last night. Because if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't have been able to play. And we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Well, before we go a little farther, I met a guy last night. I'm going to give him a shout out today. His name is, I got to get it because he, golly. See?
Oh my God.
I remember. Beethoven. That's right. Ludwig. That's his name. Ludwig. That's the guy's name.
He's the sound guy. Yes, yeah. Ludwig. I could have told you that. It was in my text messages. Anyway.
You just in a
little I have him saved in my phone now.
But I remembered his name. So.
Well, I didn't know you called him Beethoven, or is that just how you associated his fucking name?
Right,
just because of a famous pianist
and
composer,
and he's into music. So
nice, yes, he's a sound guy.
I think he plays instruments also.
Hopefully, he's reasonable. I don't know if he told you his rates. I didn't ask. I forgot. We had so much going on last night. But,
it depends.
But Dangerously Sleazy, shout out to you too, because you guys were really good.
Yeah.
All the bands played really hard last night. They really put all their time and passion and love and everything into the music, and that's what we appreciate. So thank you all three of the bands that played last night at the Boulevard. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Ludwig.
Yes, shout Big out homie. To Ludwig. What's up?
Call in. Shit.
Yeah,
what's the number?
323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. We were originally supposed to have Solar Haze on the show today, but due to a scheduling conflict, something happened, and, you know, some things happened. You know, things happen.
So,
it is what it is. We're going to reschedule them.
Yes, absolutely.
They are a band that is on, I believe, the label for Metal Assault. So Metal Assault Records, I believe they're on that label now.
That
he was on our show. Andrew Bunsall, the owner of Metal Assault, and also Metal Assault Records. Metal Assault, he is also a promoter in the Los Angeles area. He puts on a lot of concerts. Like, go check out his concerts at, on Mondays. He has Metal Assault Mondays or something like that, or Metal Mondays. Yeah, Metal Mondays at the Down and Out, the DNO. on Fifth and Spring. Fifth and Spring. Corner of Fifth and Spring, the down and out in downtown Los Angeles.
Southwest corner.
Yeah, go check it out. It'll say D N O literally on the side of the building, on the side of the thing. They have the
It's right on the corner.
Yeah, it's right on the corner. So check it out. Fifth and Spring, downtown LA. He has every Monday up until at least the end of May or so. Maybe even further beyond that, that I know of. He's got a bunch of dates for Monday, so go check it out. He has a lot of great bands. Some of our friends from a bunch of different bands have played at that on his shows at that venue. So, like Black Pearl Light and a bunch of other of our friends, Marauder and a bunch of others. Shout out to those bands as well. What's up, guys? Up, James and everybody.
Yeah, and
Justin Navaris from Marauder.
Shout out to Nathan Young.
Shout out to everybody. Yeah, shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. That was what Saturday night.
It was at Characters in Pomona. Yeah,
Characters in Pomona. Let's talk about that show and the bands we saw that night and what we think about that. Oh, let's say, so it was a bunch of bands. It was like six bands.
Yeah.
Six bands. Well, we'll go through the list. Who was the first band? I'll look up the list. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, go.
What up, Silent Giggles?
Yeah, you talk for a minute. I'm trying to send him an email.
Do who? Oh. Her mic is off.
Well, because you're silent.
Silent giggles. Shh. What up?
What's up?
Say hi to all the people. Look at Los Angeles. It's windy as, you know. Yeah. It blew
Last
some trees down.
It was a mess.
They blew some tree branches down on a car. We seen it coming in.
Oh, holy crap. Morning. That yeah, was that was nuts. Morning. Yeah, we came home this, like 1 o'clock this morning from the Boulevard. Holy crap, dude. There was, it was right. It was on the corner there. And all of a sudden, like, we looked and it was like, literally a tree is completely over and down over a whole car.
Right.
Oh, I'm like, geez, it looked like the back window was smashed out.
It was? I don't know.
I think so. It kind of, when I was walking around, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, did that cave that in? I was like, it was bad. It was
See, now them fools are crazy.
Bad.
I wouldn't be in no helicopter.
Where the fuck are
we? In the wind. This is the police helicopter.
Not today.
No.
That's really windy. Like, if it feels like it's pushing you down the fucking street, there's a problem.
Yeah, it's crazy today. It's windy right now. Look at the trees over there. They're leaning like they drunk. Shit.
Like they're drunk.
They got them leaning. Like, holding each other up. Coming out the bar or something.
Damn. Like, yeah, late. I know. It's not, like, really late. Like, so late. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Shout out to Warrior Dave.
Shout out to Warrior Dave.
Yeah, he knows a lot of groups and people in the music industry.
I've met so many people. We've met so many people just because of him. And because of Nathan.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, speaking of Nathan, hold on. I'm trying to send it. There we go. I sent an email. Boom. Can you let him know that I just sent him an email, please? It's an ad I want to play. That's why I said speaking of Nathan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling up his. I had to send him that so I could. I was trying to deal with the other issue before we got here.
Well.
You know.
We
That's
know
why.
We
yeah, things happen.
Right.
Let's see. What's the list? I was looking for the list of the bands from the other night. Here we go. It's right there. All right, so I worked the door, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. But at least at this venue, like you work the door, you can still see the show.
Right.
See everything, which is cool.
Whether it was the covered area or indoors itself.
Right.
So that's what's nice about that.
Okay, first band up, Blind Audio.
Blind Audio.
Blind Audio. That was the first band.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
What'd you think of them?
It was okay. Yeah.
I thought they sounded good.
Yeah.
They were hard rock. I thought they sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
They were tight. And then the second band, Max Mueller's Ghost Army. I thought they were really good. They were really, really, really fucking good. Shout out to Max. Shout out to Ken. And the other member, I can't remember his name. Max Mueller.
That was a three-person band.
Three people. They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're so good that I have them booked.
Oh.
Let me get my book out here. We got a bunch of shows and things. Since we don't have a guest today, we're gonna talk about some stuff.
We might play a song.
Oh, we're gonna play some songs.
We might play
maybe a couple songs. Whatever. We'll figure out who we want to play in a minute. But
mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see what show I have them booked on. I have a bunch of dates that I need to get booked. So if you are a band and you want to play on one of our shows, hit me up 818-406-1742. That's 818-406-1742. Text me. Don't call. Because I might think you're a bill collector and not answer.
Right.
You know, because I don't have a shitload of money right now. But anyway, I have them on an upcoming show. Or you can email me. GetRealGlobalEnt. That's GetRealGlobalEnt@gmail.com. Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, okay. So Sunday, June 23rd, I have Max Mueller's Ghost Army playing 8 p.m. at Petey's place.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Petey.
Shout out to Petey.
Petey's place in Torzana.
Speaking of Petey's place, next Saturday, April 20th, a week from Saturday. So it's April 20th at Petey's place.
Mm-hmm.
We got five bands. I got Caesar Cardona at 8.
Okay, cool.
PM, Slug 45 at 9 p.m.
Okay.
LC Binks at 10 p.m. That's a band, a hard rock band touring from Detroit.
All right, cool.
So we got another touring band on one of our shows, which I love.
All right.
They're pretty big. I guess they have a decent sized following here in LA.
Oh.
So they've been out here a few times. We'll see.
Cool.
What happens with that?
Right.
They're at 10 p.m. Carry On. They're a local hard rock band. They're really good. They're at 11 p.m. And then Black Sabbath is at midnight.
All right.
Yeah. So that's April 20th. Petey's place. That's our next show there. Let's see. So, but going back to Saturday night at Characters, we have, let's see, Max Mueller's. We already talked about Max Mueller's. They were really, really good. Okay. Product of Mortality. I thought they sounded great.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Well, Nathan, he's good at putting bands together.
Oh, he puts amazing shows together. He really does. But Product of Mortality was really good. I love the lead singer. He had that top hat. It looked like those old school, the steampunk era, where they had the. It's hard to describe. I don't know if you know that era of time.
No.
Okay. Well, they wore a lot of those types of hats. It was like around the time when. Airplanes were being invented and other things.
Okay.
So they wore goggles and they wore those types of hats and I don't know, stuff like that. The age of industrialization. When industrialized. Yeah, everything started coming together and happening.
Oh, all right.
So they had, like, people of that era wore certain things more, so, which I think is cool. But, yeah, I like that. The hat was awesome. No, but the band was really good. So Product of Mortality. Mm-hmm. Then there was Deiform. Deiform was really good.
Yeah.
They were really fucking good.
I like how they put that box out there in the front, had that name out there, and they stepped on it and turned the light on.
Yeah.
Little extra effects and...
Oh, yeah. I thought they were really good.
Yeah, nice band. Good
guys. I'd definitely like to get them on our... I was trying to get them on the radio show as well as on, you know, our shows.
Right, right.
Playing at our concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I've already been talking to them, so they're down, obviously.
Okay.
And Max Mueller, I already talked to Ken, the drummer. So, you know, we'll be booking more stuff, including with his band. He's got Nirvana.
Oh.
Nirvana, obviously, cover, tribute band.
Right, right.
They dress like them and everything. I think they sound great. I think Nirvana was really good.
We seen
and I knew every
right?
one of those damn songs. Yes, I'm seeing them at characters also. They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
But Deform was awesome. And so I would have any of these bands that were on that show that night.
Right, right. Yeah.
Play at our concerts or be on our radio show.
Okay.
They were all really fucking good. And then, speaking of Black Sabbatha, the reason they were playing at that show is because I managed that band, and that's, you know, my bro, Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Shout out
again. Black Sabbatha was really good. I thought they sounded the best that since we've been watching them.
Yeah. It's about the
Before we were managing
maybe?
Them and at since, they've gotten better.
Yes.
I think they were way tighter that night.
The drummer was really on point.
Than they have been in the past. Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, the songs that I know of Black Sabbath, yeah, they was on point. They was good enough. It's good for me, you know. Just, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I thought they sounded great. They really did. So that was good. And then the last band, of course, was Let the Wolf In.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Let the Wolf In. They were fucking amazing.
Yeah, they
were. They were really, really good.
Yeah.
I thought they sounded phenomenal.
It was good.
They had a dude who played the violin or the fiddle. I don't know what you call it at that point.
I don't know.
Violin.
But he had an amp hooked up to it.
A violin.
Yeah, an electric violin. And they was on. He was on point with it, too. But they could have. I would like for them. I know it's like there was metal and all that. Whatever style it is. But
yeah.
They could turn his amp up a little bit more, I think. To hear him, since it's so different of an instrument than you're used to in the rock band,
yeah,
I think they should turn his up a little bit more so they can actually hear it a little bit better. Because at some point you couldn't hear it, you know?
Right. But yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I really like, you know, that's what, to me, you know, if they do something a little bit different, that kind of catches my eye. I don't remember the name of that group where I was talking about the lady singer with the voice box and all that.
Yeah.
You know? That was different to me. You know, she just stood there and she just had her hair kind of like whatever. It was kind of up. And she was just standing there. And she was just standing, just singing. And then she had the voice box and she was kind of... But it was on time with the music because the drummer was going and...
No. I mean, it was definitely original.
Right.
It was definitely different. And I definitely give them credit for that stuff.
Creativity.
Yeah, because a lot of bands are kind of boring with it. And they don't really do anything. They sound like mainstream, like every fucking body else. You know what I mean?
This is 10,000 bands. You got to do something different, y'all.
Amen to that.
Unless you're just exceptionally good.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure it was ready to go.
Do your promo.
Speaking of Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions, a man that I have no affiliation with and don't know at all.
Just pick this name out of thin blue sky.
I'm just being an ass. Anyway, shout out to Nathan, our buddy, our broski. I'm going to leave that one alone. I always say my broski from another hoski. I just thought it sounded funny. I
brought some noise out of Silent Giggles.
Oh, my Jesus. She's alive over there. Holy fuck.
A loud giggles.
She's alive.
Oh, now we can call her actual laugh. Yeah.
She's alive. And stuff, yeah. So, anyway. You know, they have, he has an event coming up. Some really good fucking bands. And it's for the band Crazy Town. I don't know if you remember them. They had a big song back in the 90s. I think it was 2001. I think it came out. Yeah, 2001. It was called Butterfly. So that's a pretty big song. I don't know if everybody knows that. I'm not singing it, but, you know, Butterfly. Anyway, Crazy Town. They're going to be playing at Malone's down in Santa Ana. Mm. Youngblood Productions
right.
Is the one that's putting this out. Shout out to Roland Banks, and do you know Proto? Proto, our buddy, is, that's our buddy. That's my buddy. He's a good dude.
Good.
Proto's a good dude. We know him. He's also a bassist. He's the bassist for them, and he's also the bassist for a lot of, some other bands, such as Lost Puppy, but it's Philip Nielsen. I think it's his last name, okay. Nielsen or Nielsen. He's from like one of those Nordic countries. Like he's like I don't know one of them
Icelandic.
Countries. Yeah, he's like one. Of, he's from one of those countries. Like either I don't know. If, I remember if it's like Sweden, Norway, Finland, Switzerland, Denmark. One of those countries in there. You can tell by his hair and his beard and his eye color and all that that he's, you know, Nordic of some sort.
Yeah.
He's some kind of, you know, like that. But anyway, Philip, shout out to Philip.
Viking
they
even?
Call him Proto.
Viking even?
P-R-O-T-O. But the reason I know his name's Proto also is because on Instagram his handle is Do You Know Proto? Do you know Proto? Because I know Proto. What up, Philip? Anyway, he's our buddy from, Lost Puppy. But also from, obviously, he plays for that.
Crazy Town.
For Crazy Town.
Right.
Which is awesome, because Crazy Town is an amazing band.
My
and,
baby, my lady.
But, yes.
You're the sugar fly. Sugar. Baby.
Baby. Yeah. Let's let them sing it. Yes. But yeah. But yeah, I know.
Well, it's trying to get
anyway.
The audience to maybe
I know.
Jar
anyway,
memory
so,
if they remember.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a good song, though.
Right.
I like that song.
Yeah.
So they're going to be there, but Roland Banks is the drummer, and then Philip Proto is his stage name. He's the bassist for Crazy Town. So they're going to be playing, and then our buddies from Bias will also be playing there.
Hmm.
You know, it's, God damn it. My brain just took a vacation. Anyway, Joe Tayback. Duh. I had to think for a second.
Okay.
Joe Tayback. He's the guitarist for Bias. And they also have the ex-drummer for Korn playing drums. Is their drummer. So Bias, check them out. They've also... they're going to be hopefully doing an interview with us at some point in the future.
Okay.
But we had them, let's see, we had, was it, they were on, interviewed on Chaotic Radio. It was Dilly Briggs' show. Dilly Briggs and she's co-host, I can't remember the guy's name right off the top of my head, but she's co-host on this guy's show on Chaotic Radio. So they, you know, they interviewed Bias. Which was really cool. They're an OC band.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other bands that are on the bill, and I'm going to let the Crazy Fest, it's called Crazy Fest, by the way. We love it for Crazy Town. That's May 4th, Saturday, May 4th. We will be down there doing media coverage for that. I'll be doing an interview with Crazy Town. I believe so. Anyway, hopefully this is what's going to happen with Crazy Town for blank TV. I'm just trying to make sure that it's fully, you know, that's what's supposed to be happening. But I gotta make, I'm gonna double check just to make sure that we're still okay for that. But yeah, we'll be doing media coverage for that, for our different new media outlets. So it's gonna be a good time.
All right,
real good time.
Looking forward
Lots
to it.
Fun. So Crazy Fest 2019. Hopefully, it's gonna happen many years in the future. But here I'm gonna play a I'm gonna play the ad that my bro Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions just sent me over today. We're gonna play this and let you hear for yourself all the great bands that are gonna be involved. Here we go, Crazy Fest promo.
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present Crazy Fest at Malone's Concert Venue,
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring ex-Korn drummer Dave Silveria. Special guest performances by TMT.
Seconds to Centuries.
Twelve Gauge Embrace. Stone, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge, Crippling Fear, Nostradamus, and Rhythmic, Two Stages,
21 and up,
$20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com and TicketWeb,
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby.
That was pretty awesome.
Yes.
I don't know whoever put that commercial together, but they did a great job. So some good bands.
Nostradamus, yeah.
Yes, Nostradamus.
Mm, I remember buddy, him.
Carlo Pochino. What's up, dude? Nostradamus.
Right.
He's going to be playing... But yeah, a bunch of, supposed to be a lot of really great bands.
Yeah, sounds
so,
like it.
So, never a boring time with a Youngblood Productions show, that's for damn sure. And I don't say that just because I'm in the door or some of his productions for him.
just, he gets good bands.
I might be running two of his future productions, we'll see. Right. It depends on if it's, you know, going to be worth his time or not, in that sense of he's got a... put together the right bands and make sure the venue's cool and all that stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff to it. Especially because there's, you know, costs involved. You got to pay a sound dude sometimes. Depends on the venue. Some venues come with a sound guy. Some you have to pay. It depends.
Right. Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. Craziness. But look, see, I'm wearing a Jelly Fest t-shirt that my bro gave me. I wore one yesterday.
Yeah, we was we seen.
I got pictures taken in that.
We was at the Sage, right?
Yeah, he gave me one. He gave me the one for the Sage, which I was wearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave me this one, which was for the show that they just did. I think this was the one they did. Something like that. But anyway. It's called Birthday Presents.
Happy birthday. It's not even your birthday.
Oh, no, that was a while ago. Well, I just finally get to, you know, the opportunity to wear them, or the excuse to wear them. well, I like to wear my t-shirts strategically for a reason.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I like to do. You gotta be strategic with your t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? Strategic with it. I like that. Well, anyway, go to my Facebook page. You can see the link to this episode. You can see the live link, or go to latalkradio.com and click on, you know, there's a place where it says audio or whatever, and the live, you know, you can click on a live thing so you can hear it. Let's see. Is that all the shows we had in the last week? Was there any others?
No, that's about it. It was kind of slow this week. I don't think we did anything. It was kind
of
slow.
I don't know. We did a lot of stuff. We always do a lot of stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, because the rainbow was the week before.
Yeah. Well, anyway, come out this Saturday, April 13th. That's 3 days from now. Saturday, April 13th, at Universal Bar and Grill. We've got four really good bands. We've got Problem 8. They're a Tool tribute band. And they're playing at 8, and they're playing at 8 p.m. again.
I need to get down here.
Problem 8, 8 p.m.
I need to get down here. You Tool are tribute. You,
they're
you,
really good too.
Yes,
Tool,
y'all Problem need to 8. Get down here.
Shout out to PJ
this.
Solo.
If you're a Tool fan.
Jesus. Yeah.
Get down to the Universal Bar and Grill.
Shout out to PJ Solo and Luis Ortega. It's a three-person band, right? Like three? Were they four people?
It was like four.
I don't remember. I think maybe it was four. I don't remember. Then we got Ponzi Scheme. They play at 9 p.m. Ponzi Scheme.
Oh, Ponzi.
Yeah, I don't know how they spell this, whatever. God damn it. What's wrong with my throat? Ponzi Scheme. They're playing at 9 p.m. They do like classic rock and, you know, type music like Pat Benatar.
Okay.
Billy Idol.
80s.
Led Zeppelin.
70s, 80s.
Yeah, like, you know.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. Like all classic
right.
rock
right.
covers and stuff like that. Which is awesome. I love all that music.
Oh yeah,
it's a female fronted band, which okay. is cool. Also, so that's at 9 p.m. and it's Joey's. They have the drummer, Joey Scott. He used to be the drummer for Lizzie Borden,
a
really amazing fucking band from the 80s and 90s.
Okay,
maybe the 70s even. I don't remember, but it was Lizzie Borden. They've been around for a long time. Used to listen to them in the 80s. So I love Lizzie Borden. They're like metal and shit. So they have the ex-drummer for Lizzie Borden, Joey okay. Scott. So that's awesome.
Right.
Hope to get an interview with them. With him. So that's going to be awesome. Then we have Jane's Addicted, which is a Jane's Addiction cover band.
All right.
They're at 10 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. And then we have Wild Charge. They do some classic rock covers and some hard rock originals.
All right.
But they're all, you know, nothing metal, no
thrash,
no punk, nothing yeah. like that. It's all, you know, stuff that you can, you know, jam out to like you would at a, you know, a Led Zeppelin concert. No different than that. Which is cool, because that's what they want at the UBG.
Mm-hmm.
Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. So this Saturday, April 13th, from doors open at like 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. And, you know, we'll be hanging out till like 1 or something or whatever. So come on down. Then we have Wednesday, April 17th at the Five Star Bar. We have Ryan Frankenstein at 8 p.m. Mortis, the Devil's Reject at Ooh. 9 p.m. Darling Dead at 10 p.m.
I see a theme here.
And Sinestra Cabaret at 11 p.m.
Ooh, I like them guys.
Yes,
I remember them.
They're really amazing. Mm-hmm. And Mortis is really good. We've seen him too.
Yeah.
I remember Mortis. Ryan Frankenstein, I've seen them.
Jellyfest.
I've seen Ryan Frankenstein play with a band before, so.
Okay.
I know he's good and stuff, so I like that kid. He's a good dude. And then Darling Dead, I think it's one of the members from one of the other bands we deal with. is a member of that band. They're the original people who hit me up about booking a venue. If they wanted to know if they could get a venue for a specific date.
Okay.
And so I reached out to the Five Star Bar, and the Five Star Bar was able to accommodate, which was really cool of them. So shout out to Mark of the Five Star, for the owner of the Five Star Bar.
Yeah.
Shout out. So thank you for your help.
Shout out to Heath.
Shout out to Heath, the sound
guy. Sound
guy.
Damn it. Sound guy.
I'm losing my voice.
Oh, poor baby.
And shout out to Kyoko.
Oh, the bartender.
And Allie May, two of the bartenders.
Okay.
There's a couple of others, I believe, but I don't remember their names. We don't really deal with them as much.
Probably because the daytime, maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway. And then Saturday, April 20th, at Petey's Place. Like I said, Cesar Cardona, Slug 45, LC Binks, Carry On, and Black Sabbatha. Then Sunday, April 21st, Five Star Bar. So I got Marauder, Art Disposal, and Minority.
Okay.
I need one more band. I'm waiting to hear back from maybe Legions can do it. We'll see.
Okay.
And then we have Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Metal at Petey's Place.
Yeah.
We have Chasing Desolation.
Ooh,
it plays 11 p.m. So they're the headliners.
Right.
We have Devang goes on at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Final Frequency at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And Blackstone Wolves at 8 p.m.
Very good.
I got to send them all this stuff. But
we got,
and then we have tons and tons more shows beyond that. I'm booking a bunch of different. I have our first show at Pacifico Cantina. I have booked so Saturday, May 11th. We have these bands are awesome. Jizz Grenade from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Tang Witch, like it's like the drink Tang with a mixed with a sandwich. I'm not really sure. I'm going to say Tang Witch. 9:45 to 10:15 p.m. Hungry Ass Youth from 10:30 to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Vile Life from 11:15 to 11:45 p.m. And our headliners would be really great band Antagonist. They are from 12 to 12:45 a.m.
Okay.
So, door is like, well, I guess door is $10. Screw it. $10. But if you say the code, if you say Jenny sent you at the door, we'll give you $3 off. So you get in for $7. Or if you put in the code... Antagonist, you can get in for $7. And Antagonist is the, I mean, especially if you're going to see Antagonist. But I'm probably going to set up all the bands with their own code. So if you're going to see any of these bands, put in that code so we know, hey, that's the band you're going to see, and that's the band that'll get credit for the sale.
Right.
So, yeah. We'll do $10 at the door unless you get the online deal or say, you know, the code at the door or whatever. You can say the band name that you're there to see. Like the band told me to say, you know, Jellyfish. I don't fucking know. Whatever. Whatever it is they're going to say. It's going to be some kind of code. Secret door code.
Hmm.
So they come up, they say, you know, but if you say Jenny sent me, then you get $3 off. So don't forget that. Saturday, May 11th at the Pacifico Cantina. And then we've got a bunch of other really great shows coming up over the next, 3 months. We got a lot of dates. We got a lot of stuff going on. Where's the Sparkle Penis book? Well, it doesn't have a penis on there anymore. Too bad you couldn't have frozen that on there. You know what I'm saying? Frozen that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, because every other year, they were here, what, last week?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every other year was here last Wednesday. Really great group of guys. Alternative metal band out of, OC. The OC.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the OC. Northern OC, though, thank God. It makes it easier. Not as far away. But too much. It's too fun to play with. It really is. Let's see. Next Wednesday, we'll have Cesar Cardona.
Oh, gee.
Next Wednesday is Cesar Cardona.
Okay.
And we'll see. Yeah, next Wednesday, Cesar Cardona. We got a lot of other bands coming up soon. We got Raised on TV, April 24th. Chasing Desolation is April 1st. Nuin is April 8th. Sorry, I'm saying April. May.
Hey.
Duh. Chasing Desolation is May 1st. Excuse me, my bad. I kept thinking April. Duh. Nuin is May 8th. Cunt Punch is May 15th. Yellow Cake with Marco Lesher is May 22nd. And then we got May 29th. We got With Liberty. Glitter Trash is June 12th. Star Daddy's June 26th. The Thrill Seekers, ooh, with our friend Sonia Harley. And,
ooh, hell yeah.
David Gaspar. They are.
Our pre-4th of July show.
July 3rd.
Yeah.
Katie Ashley's on August 28th. And we still have more dates, but we have so many. I always haven't booked those other dates is because I have so many people that want to be on there that I'm waiting to hear back from them, or, you know what I mean, like authors. I'm trying to book other things too. So it's not just, you know what I mean, one thing or another. We have too much fun half the time. We really do. Let's see, where are we at on time? Ooh, well, I guess we're going to end the broadcast now. We didn't even get to play any music. We had a lot to talk about this week, though. This was Jenny's, what we call our fuck-off show. All right, we will be back next week with our guests, Cesar Cardona. So tune in to LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Right.
Next week, live, I put the links up, so you'll be able to see it. So, one more time, real quick.
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present Crazy Fest at Malone's Concert Venue.
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring ex-Coon drummer Dave Silveria.
Play like a focus. Place and blame for everything, only defeats the purpose.
Special guest performances by DMT. Embrace.
Fewer. Also featuring
Way Too Stoned, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge, Crippling Fear, Nostradamus, and Rhythmic. Two stages.
21 and up.
$20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com and TicketWeb.
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady.
Bye, till next week. See you later.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Peace out, everyone.
Peace.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.